Hello everybody, and welcome to the May edition of the Mid-Essex Talking News magazine. I'm Janet Edwards, I'm your regular hostess for the Talking newspaper, but I'm again going to be running through the index of the magazine for you. Long weekends seem to come in a rush at this time of the year. Easter was just a couple of weekends ago, and now May brings us one at the start and another at the end. But hopefully you will be able to enjoy some quality family time with those you love. The stories in the magazine this month are, number 3, Ray Hardesty bringing you up to date with developments around our charity. Site related items. Number 4, an in-depth run through what touch tours of theatres are and how they can best be enjoyed. Number 5, reveals the prospect of all you digitally savvy listeners soon being able to do more with PDFs, which, at the moment, we simply read with the help of special software. Number 6 is a happy item about two guide dog brothers who worked separately, giving assistance to sight-impaired owners, who are now living together in retirement. Health and well-being items. Number 7, explodes myths surrounding arthritis and offers guidance on how to survive with it. Number 8, gives tips on exactly how much water we all need to drink each day to stay fit and well. And number 9 is a guide to ultra-processed foods which get a bad reputation, but are not necessarily all bad. Number 10 is the first tune from a local brass band. Now, items for life in and around the home. Number 11 is one for those of you who are still gardening. It offers tips on how to make small gardens seem bigger. I think I need that one. Number 12 offers some suggestions on foods you could try to make breakfast a little more exciting to start your days. And number 13 shows how you can clear moss away from your patio with products you already have in your cupboard. Now we have some help and advice items. Number 14 explains exactly what a lasting power of attorney is and how the legal document can help you. Number 15 details a number of frequent scams arriving by phone and email to be aware of. Number 16, with summer on the way, it suggests the best ways to try and keep cool. And number 17 is our second brass band tune. Now we have some news backgrounds items. Number 18 takes an in-depth look at how supermarket trolleys could be lifesavers. Number 19 explains why Basildon has been selected to represent the average town in Essex. And number 19 profiles exactly how dogs can keep owners fit and healthy. Now we have some general topic items. Number 21 features the Essex pig breed, once on the verge of extinction, but now making a comeback. Number 22 is a guide to when and where gardens are open during 2024. And number 23 is a descriptive stroll from Malden to Beely, bringing us to number 24, which is our third brass band interlude. Now we have some charity and community items. Number 25 explains in detail how to use and make use of the accessible guide on Freeview TV. Number 26 takes an interesting glance at all the things you can do with a £1 coin. And number 27 details 20 tips on how to cut back on plastic in and around the home. On now to some historical topics. Number 28 studies the history of 4 Essex lighthouses. Number 29 looks at the tyranny of the perfect wedding through the eyes of a clergyman. And number 30 is a journey back in time to remember children's TV programmes of the past. Now we have some bonus stories on health topics. Number 31 reveals what research has discovered on exactly how we in Essex feel about the NHS today. Number 32 describes how our MPs have taken the issue of local GP shortages to Parliament. Number 33 details the Essex coroner's concerns on asthma services in our local hospitals and what was done about easing them. Number 34 explains how figures reveal the special needs service in Essex is one of the worst in the country. Number 35 explores how a young Essex girl copes with being unable to speak to those outside her family. Number 36 goes into the rise in sexual assaults at Essex care homes. Number 37 highlights a charity's concerns over vital life-saving equipment not being stored properly. Number 39 refers to the opening in Essex of the first refuge for abused males. Now for some other general Essex stories. Number 40 explains how research will be carried out to see if seawater can be converted into water for daily use through our pipes. And number 41 illustrates how giant trees here in Essex rival those in the United States. Number 42 reports how those studying facts and figures believe that RAF bases and barges are a more expensive option for housing migrants than hotels. Number 43 brings the news that the fire service is having to run special courses in how to deal with fires in electric vehicles. Number 44 covers the growing rise of heritage crime across Essex. And number 45 introduces us to the special Essex link with the Repair Shop TV programme. Now some bonus personal topics. Number 46 investigates whether national press headlines claiming a pill can help prevent ageing in dogs are correct. Number 47 is a roundup of what listeners have told us they have done to make changes in their lives for the better. And concluding regular our items. Number 48 is our monthly look at audio titles available from the free RNIB library. Numbers 49 to 51 are two poems and two short stories. Number 52 is May's selection of sayings and quotes to amuse or give you food for thought. And number 53 is our farewell. Please remember to make full use of the features on your playback devices for skipping items you're not interested in, and we suggest you also try and remember those items you wish to hear again. You can always return to this index if you lose your way and need redirecting to a specific track. We do hope that you're going to enjoy listening to this month's magazine articles.